Water towers. They look like menacing aliens coming towards us. But what are they and why are they there? Well, a water tower is basically just that. It's a tower of water that takes advantage of hydrostatic pressure to provide water pressure for a particular area. You see, if you place water high up in the air, the pressure generated at the bottom of the tower is enough to push water out to each household in the area. It's also used as a means of emergency storage of water for fire protection. But where did it come from? They've been built in ancient times, but modern water towers use pressurized public water systems that were developed during the mid-19th century. Although there were steam pumping engines at the time, water towers were a great way of producing the pressure needed and keeping it consistent. Many of the earlier water towers have now become historically significant, and some have actually been turned into apartments and penthouses. The design is pretty straightforward. It could either be steel, reinforced pressurized concrete, wood, fiberglass, or even brick. And in modern systems, there's a lining on the inside to keep water in its place. The minimum height is typically 6 meters, or if you will, 20 feet. On average, a water tower is somewhere in the range of 130 feet, or if you will, 40 meters. And with that much height, you've got water pressure upwards of about 43 pounds per square inch. Essentially, what's happening here is you're using the water pressure during the day, and at night, you'll have like a jockey pump fill it back up at night. That's when demand is at the lowest point. I mean, you can see them around. There are these big globe-shaped items with long legs coming down, or maybe just a globe with one leg coming down. Some are quite ornate with brickwork, like those in London, England. There's a mushroom-shaped one in Finland, for instance. In most cases, the towers have the name of the city imprinted in large letters, and this is done to help with navigation for aviators and sometimes motorists from afar. Or perhaps they could be humorous. In some cities in the United States, such as Granger, Iowa, Canton, Kansas, they'll have two towers standing next to each other with hot and cold imprinted on the outside. It's pretty interesting to see these passive systems in use, and I'll leave you a couple links in the description where you can do your own research. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.